We will now be having the Old Testament reading. And the Old Testament reading is taken from the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, verses 16 to 19. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 16. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings forth chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise. They are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Remember not former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Can I please invite you to stand for the gospel reading? The gospel reading this evening is taken from the gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 9, verses 57 to 62. And we say, glory to Christ, our Savior. Luke chapter 9, verse 57. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. But he said, Lord, let me first do another, he said, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. And Jesus said to him, leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Yet another said, I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home. Jesus said to him, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. This is the word of Christ. Christ our Lord.
Please be seated. Good evening. My name is Kelvin. For those of us, who do not know me, I'm one of the priests in SJSM. Good welcome. What's that? A very warm welcome to all of us who may be visiting with us and maybe here because someone brought you along to the covenant service of SJSM. Welcome. Let us pray. Father, we are awed by your glory. We are amazed by your beauty, by your mercy, by your love for us. Lord, even as we come into a new year, Father, may our hearts be enlightened with joy and your peace, Lord. So teach us tonight, comfort us in your truth, and lead us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people say, Amen. Amen. There is a specific kind of electricity in the air tonight. Can you feel it? There is an excitement in the air. No? Maybe it's my excitement of flying off on holiday after this service. Now, if you think about it, there's actually nothing very special or extra special about tonight. It's like any other night, like December the 1st or April the 19th, but we treat tonight differently because we collectively agree that at midnight, a chapter closes and a fresh page turns. It's a chance to revive, to refresh, to rejuvenate, to be resilient. Hopefully, don't rehash, don't kena reject, hair don't recede, or be made redundant. As we look back in our journey of the last 12 months, we recognize that we haven't all traveled along the same road. We haven't run at the same pace. our route maps look different. Some of you who exercise, some of you may have screenshotted some of your incredible marathon or even your cycling routes. And then you show off your timings on social media. I ran a 40-minute half marathon. Wow. Maybe some of you even decided that in 2026, you will map your route in a figure of the SJSM logo. If you map my route, it will be the lines up and down Christ Sanctuary when I climb the steps to Communion Serving Points 7 and 8. For some of us this year has been a series of mountain peak highs. You got the thrill of an amazing job in a great company. The promotion or your BTO took shape. Your homes have been filled with the laughter of new additions and the sweetness of reconciliation and parties. You are dancing heartful, joyfully towards the finish line tonight with a banner of victory lifted high. And yet for others in this sanctuary, this year has felt like a descent into the valleys and trenches. You've navigated the jagged rocks of difficult relationships, the silence of a fractured marriage, or the sting of a friendship turned cold. The office wasn't a place of promotion, but a place of anxiety, downsizing, and burnout. For some of us, you've sat in waiting rooms, waiting for the biopsy results, in hospital wards, holding the hands of your loved ones. You've been waiting for a God who was silent and seemed 1,000 miles away. You aren't sprinting. You are stumbling and hobbling over the finish line, nursing your wounds. But whether you are running or limping, we will all arrive at the same door at the same time at about 12,400 seconds. And the question I have for us tonight, the questions I have for us tonight is this. It is not what happened this year. The question is not, what do you want to happen next year? The questions I have are, how are you walking? If you walk into the next year carrying the baggage of the old year, you have just changed the dates, but then next year will just be a repeat of the previous season. My other question is, who is walking with you? If you walk in the new year relying on your own strength, most likely you will burn out by February. So now in these few verses, may we gather some encouragement and hope. The Israelites were in exile, caused by a past they could not change, feeling abandoned in the present and afraid of a future they could not see. And God speaks a word to them that rings through the corridors of history right into our hearts tonight. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 16 to 19, as read for us by KC. Tonight, we are going to break this down into 3 points, 3 movements. Firstly, we look back with thanksgiving. Secondly, we forget the former things. And thirdly, do you see what God sees? Let me read for us the passage again. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings forth chariot and horse, army, and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise, they are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Firstly, looking back with thanksgiving. Before God talks about anything, He reminds these exiles of Exodus. Verse 16, this is what the Lord says, He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise, they are extinguished, quenched like a wick. He reminds them of the Red Sea and how He brought about their salvation from the Egyptian slave masters that they were sure would wipe them out. God made a way through the waters when death was almost a certainty and extinguished their enemies. And so we are encouraged to remember our insurmountable obstacles that the God of Exodus has overcome. He who overcame for us is with us, and He is still a clear and present help, waging battles on our behalf. These two verses call the people of God to anchor ourselves in God's faithfulness in our past. Let's look back over the last 365 days. It's easy to thank God for the good times, but if you were like me, there were moments you could feel the stretch and tension in our faith and our lives. Some of us to the point of breaking. Your children were hospitalized. Your exams were a mess. Your company went through a redundancy exercise. Some of us encountered weeks and months of grief, despair, depression, and uncertainty so suffocating you had to fight for every breath. Your prayer life seemed non-existent. Your Bible reading was like dry dust. God seemed hidden behind a door that would not open. But it's the final few hours of 2025, my friends. And you came and you still have breath to sing. You still have breath to exalt the name of the Lord. You still have a heart that beats with a passion for Him. You are worshipping the Lord in His house with His people. The fire threatened to overwhelm you, but there was a fourth man in the fire standing next to you. The enemy sent a storm to drown you, but God held back the sea. He lifted you to walk upon the waters of failure and fear by His abounding grace. The text tells us that God has supreme authority even in our times of chaos. And for that, we must build an altar of thanksgiving. We must thank the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Notice it says, in everything, not for everything. You don't have to thank God for the tragedy, but you thank Him that in the tragedy, He did not leave you. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12, then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen. He named it Ebenezer, saying, thus far the Lord has helped us. If God sustained Israel in all the years in their captivity in Egypt and walked with them through the wilderness and into the promised land, surely right here and now we can say, thus far the Lord has helped us. In the battle, the fire, the storm of 2025, He helped us. And in 2026, God is still the same on time God. And He will continue to be our firm foundation, the tower we run to, the pillar we lean on, our help in time of need. He will be the storm calmer, the fish provider, the disease healer, the dead raiser, and peace for our restless hearts. My friends, thus far, the Lord has helped us, and He will help us again. And so before anything happens, we must build an altar of thanksgiving. I know Singaporeans are always eager to always complain. Sometimes because maybe we are entitled because of our first world benefits. But the people of God must always be thankful. Amen. Secondly, we forget the former things. Immediately after reminding them of the great miracle of the Red Sea, God says in verse 18, remember not the former things, do not dwell in the past. This is a profound spiritual principle. We reference our past to build our faith. We reference the past of how God has delivered us and helped us to build our faith, but we do not reside in it
to build monuments. This verse invites believers to shift their focus. God is saying, I am the God of the Red Sea. Yes. But if you keep on looking for Red Sea miracles, you are going to miss the wilderness miracles I'm about to do. Remember not here. It's not about amnesia. It's more about disallowing the previous patterns and habits to influence our present and future actions. Because He is the great I am and not the great I was. We need to remember not two things. Firstly, we remember not our past failures. We often miss God's providence in our lives because we are caught up in the mistakes of our past. Some of us, as you came into this sanctuary, carried a backpack of guilt, addiction, anger, and frustration. And the devil loves New Year's Eve because he loves to play a highlight reel of all our miseries in 2025. He wants us to walk into the new year still defined by our old failures. But the Apostle Paul gives us a strategy in Philippians chapter 3. We know this, he says, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on. Pressing on with the weight of failure is like a weighted sled push at High Rocks, something which I will attempt on February the 29th, 2026. You can clap, but no, yeah. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23 tells us that God's mercies are new every morning. If God's mercies are fresh every 12 hours, why are we carrying guilt from 300 or 600 or 900 days ago? All have sinned, but all things are made new in Christ. God's grace has lifted it all off of us. And in the same manner as we have been shown mercy, we then show mercy to those that have disappointed us. And also remember not their mistakes. The upward call of the Lord Jesus should not be attempted being weighed down by the burdens of unforgiveness and the memories of our and others' failures. We have been saved by His abundant grace to release forgiveness and not to be accuser of our brethren. Secondly, also, you can guess, remember not our past successes. You see, God does not need your accomplishments to love you. On the cross, His love was fully demonstrated for you and I, and we don't need to earn His mercy or love. But sometimes we get preoccupied with the need for validation and affirmation of the good performance. We all want to perform well. I gave this much. I served this much. I sacrificed so much time for the Lord. We refer fondly to past seasons of revival and events and past leaders. There's nothing wrong with that. But the problem is when we try to recreate circumstances and patterns just to get back that loving feeling. Success can be an idol. Tradition can be a trap. If we are constantly saying, well, this is how it's always done, this is the way we do it, then what we are doing is we are creating an impenetrable ceiling for our future. There's a time to reap, and a time to sow, a time to bury, and a time to birth. All things have a season, and we look ahead. Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, verse 62, no one puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God.
You cannot plow a straight line looking backward. You cannot drive a car forward if you're staring in the rear view mirror. The windshield is larger than rear view mirror for a reason, because your future is more significant than your past. Many times you get stuck in the tragedy of the past, regardless if it's good or bad. We get stuck in it so much so that we can never move forward. It hinders our present and we won't even dare to step out into the new, and it cripples our future. And so we must remember not the past, all the positives and the mistakes and failures, and ask God for new forays into 2026. And thirdly, do you see what God sees? Verse 19 is the explosion of hope. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? God says, I am doing it. It's not that He will do it. He is doing it. Remember, this claim is made while Israel is in Babylonian exile. They are far away from home in a foreign land and culture, a defeated people in despair. If you are in a desperate situation, believe in the promise of God that He is already working a way out. The rain is on its way to your drought. He is walking toward you in your storm. His resurrection power arrives in the morning. God is moving, even though we cannot see. And for the exiles, after this, they will return home in a few years. God describes what He is going to do. I am making a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wilderness is wild and harsh and empty. But God says, I am making a way. God makes a way. When you hit a wall next year, God says, I am the door. When you hit a dead end, God says, I am the reroute. The world panics when the economy shakes. The world panics when the doctor gives a bad report. But the people of God do not panic, because we know the way maker, the miracle worker, the promise keeper. God also promises streams in the desert. Now, water in the desert defies all understanding and logic. God is saying, I am going to sustain you in ways that do not make sense. He's going to give you joy in the middle of a sorrowful situation. That's a stream in the desert. He's going to give you peace that surpasses understanding when everything is chaotic and everything seems to be tumbling down. That's a river in the desert. Because His promise is not the absence of the wilderness. His promise is the presence of a way and the strength to journey through it. Let me end with this. So how do we walk into the unknown in the new year? How do we bridge the gap between the former things and the new thing? The bridge is trust. The call to courage is to trust the Lord. I know it's very difficult, especially when the situation seems dreary. You find that your heart is breaking and there seems to be no way out. But Proverbs chapter 3 tells us, in Proverbs chapter 3, a verse that we know so fluently, tells us, in which we must hold on tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart. All means all. It's not half. It's not one quarter. It's not one third. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. This is abject surrender and trust in the Lord. Nothing held back. Nothing at all. Lean not on your own understanding. This means when January doesn't make sense, you don't rely upon your experience nor your intellect. When May hits you in the face, you don't rely on your feelings. If September gets rowdy, don't depend on your friends. You rely on God's character and submit to Him. As soon as the new year turns, we will all get headlines pushed to our phones. Disasters, accidents, tragedy, new wars, escalation of wars, trouble and sickness pop up. And all you can do is stare at your screens, unable to wrap your heads around how quickly life happens and ends. You will find yourself in tight corners and dead ends. You may feel that your journey is grinding to a halt. You have no idea what to do, how to feel, and what to think. But you know that God's promises are always bigger than our problems. The God who made a way through the waters will make a way through the wilderness and give you streams in the desert. The one in whom our faith is found is sovereign, is merciful and gracious. He is holy and good and kind and just and faithful. Our circumstances and challenges will change, but His character will always be consistent. My friends, can we trust in such a God? As Jesse said, in 2026, don't settle for the same old. Don't long for what we used to have in the middle of the storm and wilderness. Stop looking at ourselves and place our eyes upon the Lord. And trust God to be with us in our families, our homes, our workplaces, our schools, our army camps. Trust that God will be with us in our calling, in our church, to make all things new. Tonight, the Lord Jesus is extending His hand to you. He's saying, don't just stumble into the new year. Don't just crawl over the new year. The Lord Jesus says, step over, jump over, dance over the threshold with a strong resolve, a forward-facing focus. My hand in yours and yours in mine. Step into it with trust and thanksgiving, with the great expectations of the even greater things that God will do. My friends, this evening as you came in, the team has put together a little calendar. If you would be able to take it out from the plastic bags, and if you have a little pencil or pen, if you want to, if you don't have one, raise your hand and the friendly ushers will pass you one. If you don't want to use this, then you may. This is a covenant service. And so you may want to do a few things. There are some blank pages towards the back of this little calendar. You may want to jot down and consider. If not now, maybe later on. As you prayerfully go home and consider over the next few days in the start of 2026, you may want to jot down to remind yourself in this little calendar about your Thanksgiving. As you look back with thanksgiving of all that God has done for you in your lives, in your family, no matter how small, jot it down. Secondly, maybe jot down the things that you are choosing to remember not. The things that you're choosing to forget, your failures, your successes, the good and bad. They may be how you are trusting God in 2026. On an evening like this, at a covenant service like this, you may want to jot down a prayer to the Lord of a fresh commitment to Him. And the Lord has impressed upon you the areas that you have fallen short, where you know you can do better, and so we jot down also a fresh commitment to Him, a renewed strength, a fresh resolve to follow Him closely and hear His voice so dearly as you hold His hand so firmly into 2026. Will you stand with me for a little while as we pray, as we respond to the Lord in worship? As we close our eyes and open our hearts unto the Lord for just a little while more, as we allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us, as He prods us, as the Holy Spirit encourages us in our hearts, He sows hope, He sows grace, mercy, love. We thank the Lord for all that He has done for us. Lord Jesus, You are the God that has seen us through all our highs and lows, all our good times, our bad times, and all our struggles and our successes. You have seen us, and You have been there beside us. You have guarded us. You have surrounded us with Your goodness every single step of our way. And Lord, we cannot thank You enough. You are the same God that has always watched out for us over the years and in 2025. So Lord, in 2026, we continue to trust in You. A God that is mighty to save, a God that is gracious with His loves, a God that is gentle in every way. Father, help us, Lord, at the threshold of this new year, as we jump over, as we dance over into the victory that You have already prepared for us. Lord, we stand here, we honor You, and we worship You, Lord. Lord, we stand here with our hearts wide open, our hands lifted, our eyes upon Your throne to honor You and lift Your name, because You are our great God. We love You, Lord. We are grateful, Lord, for You, for what You are doing even now. We love You, Lord. We love You, Lord. We thank You, Lord.
I love You, for Your mercy never fails me. Through my days, I can build in Your hands. From the moment that I wake up, till I lay my head, Oh, I will sing the goodness.
Let's sing that one more time. I love you, Lord.
For the worst it never fails me. Thank God, yes. I've been held in your from the woman that awake up until the living on the head. Oh, I will see the goodness of God. In all my life you have been faithful. In all my life you have been so, so all the goodness of God. I love your voice, for you have led me through the fire. In darkest nights and walk through like the water. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend. I have grown in the goodness of God. So my life you have been faithful. So my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am making, oh, I will sing all the goodness of God. In all my life, in all my life you have been faithful. In all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I have been born, oh, I will sing all the goodness. Hey. Your goodness is running out, it's running out to me. Your goodness is running out, it's running out to me. You may not lay down, you surrender down, I give you everything. Your goodness is running out, it's running out to me. Your goodness is not enough. It's nothing I can leave. Your goodness is not enough. It's not enough to me. My life laid out, I surrender now. I can't hear you everything. Your goodness is not enough. It's not enough to me.
All my life,
all my life, you have been faithful.
Yes, Lord, you have.
All my life, you have been so, so good. And every breath that I am in,
of the good.